Turkey's prime minister dismissed another day of protests today in that country as No Arab Spring. Recep Tayyip Erdogan dismissed the street demonstrations as actions organized by extremists and described them as a temporary blip. Now, the demonstrations began Friday following growing anger over excessive police force against protesters holding a sit-in to prevent the uprooting of trees in Istanbul's main Taksim Square. The demonstrations have since spiraled into Turkey's biggest anti-government disturbances in years, challenging Erdogan's power. The BBC's James Reynolds reports.
In a wealthy neighborhood here in Istanbul, I can see women leaning out of their apartment windows and clanging their pots and pans as loudly as they can. They're also waving Turkish flags to show their support for the demonstrators who've taken on the police and taken over Taksim Square and Gezi Park. This noise echoes across the rooftops. A few blocks away in Taksim Square, there are demonstrators surveying the wreckage of trucks and cars. The police have left them entirely alone. What is your name?
Yasemin Çakıcı.
Why are you here in Taksim Square?
I'm here because of the Tayyip Erdogan. We are against of him. You know, he's a dictator. He's a dictator.
But he was elected three times in a democratic election.
They are lying, so people can't understand if they are lying or not. Whenever we want to say our beliefs, he always say, no, you can't speak, you can't say, you are lying and you are very little.
What is your name?
Ersin Gültekin, a student.
What do you study?
In high school, law.
Law? Yeah. Why are you here?
I have some problem about my education. In these exams in Turkey, a lot of fake points for supporter of government.
So are you saying the exam is political?
Yes, political, yes. If you support this government, you can win this exam, you can pass this exam.
In many ways, the protesters at the moment are the ones who rule Taksim Square. There are several thousand in front of me here. A lot of them are waving red flags. Many are on litter patrol. They're going around very, very carefully, picking up every scrap of paper, every discarded bottle that they can find. And other people have decided to scrawl more graffiti onto government buildings, onto the side of bus shelters. Some people are posing for pictures in front of burnt-out buses as well. I found someone who has a different opinion. What's your name?
My name is Ömer Sarıkaya. I'm a screenwriter. I'm very upset what I see and this view.
But it's a peaceful protest.
It has nothing to do with peaceful.
Do you see any violence here?
Yesterday what I see, there's all the car, everything, it burn it. It's bringing Turkey in bad pictures.
But these people say that the government does not listen to them. They need to be heard. Their voices need to be heard.
They don't listen to the government. Turkish government, they want to make this place a nice, a beautiful, as nice, the same like every country's. There's nothing wrong with that.
What is your name?
Gamze.
And what's your job?
I'm an architect.
You sound tired.
Yeah, I've been here almost 13 hours. I haven't slept yet. I haven't gone home yet. I've been here. I've been supporting my friends. My people, whoever thinks that the way that I'm thinking.
These are protests. These are demonstrations.
Yeah.
But does this become a movement? It's one thing to protest on the streets. What happens when people go back to work? What is left of the protest?
Some other people are going to come. We're going to go to work and they're going to come back over here. I don't care. I don't go home. I sleep on the ground. I sleep on the grass. I don't care. We're going to keep doing this until he resigns.
That report from the BBC's James Reynolds in Istanbul, Turkey. Well, well a little earlier when we were talking about Bradley Manning's court-martial trial, which is beginning today. That has sparked a lot of debate on our Facebook page. Dan Moit says that Manning is a hero. He exposed atrocities committed in our name that may have gone undiscovered otherwise. But Ava Marie George says, traitor. He risked our soldiers. Obviously, a wide range of opinions on this case. So do tell us what you think at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. And just ahead, chasing tornadoes is a risky but critical for research. However, are the growing ranks of amateur storm chasers and extreme weather tourists taking things a little too far? Back in a minute, here and now.